tells us that he's some talking about God's blessing, we immediately assume that that blessing must be for us.
My blessing.
It seems like it's going to be snatched.
Sometimes one person has to suffer.
My hunch is we'll all have that feeling. Look at Jesus.
It happens to me and you as well.
What's going on?
Unless we know what he's actually up to,
it can be kind of hard to swallow.
Welcome again to another amazing blessing.
A different perspective.
And do stay tuned
and
because
thanks for joining me again today on the program.
I'll be telling you about our free this, but one of the great joys in my life is
being allowed by God
actually
to do what I'm doing right now. The other morning I was picking away at my computer. It was about 4 a.m. Just jotting down some thoughts to share with you today.
When we talk about God's blessing,
you know what we immediately understand by that?
We immediately think,
God just filled my heart with so much joy and
blessing for me.
I get to open up His word and discover what He's saying, and in my own bumbling and imperfect way,
but that's not always the way
I get to share it with you.
Consider parenting.
Parents sit here and to be able to chat with you for their children
in order to bless them and bring them up
to become responsible adults.
I wanted you to know that today.
Okay, none of us
is why I felt to share that with you, but
sometimes we really pinch myself at being parents.
But overall,
God lets me do
this. Most of us would say
that our sacrifices were worth it to bless our children.
It's heading on to a couple of decades ago now.
Jesus suffered so that you and I can be blessed.
I mean, it doesn't come any more straightforward than that.
He's 33 and a big years on this earth
that Jesus came to set this captive free.
Culminating in that brutal cross,
open my eyes
so that
to His truth and to
be
blessed
with forgiveness
and
a new life and an eternal life
and truly
in close fellowship
and relationship.
If I had heard some joker on the radio in a series of messages
of the universe,
a journey in
blessing
the blessings
is all about
of God.
Us.
When we wake up
finally to realize that we aren't the center of the universe,
what
planet
is He living on?
Sometimes someone else
blessing.
Is going to be blessed by
come
God.
Come and walk in my shoes
and
for a while
cost us
and
something.
Then dare to come and
we
tell me
that, that is a basic kingdom truth.
And so it was.
And so that's why over this
young Moabite widow
journeying with Ruth,
so
who frankly was dealt
she had
a
to go
really
through,
lousy hand
seen
in
over
life.
These past few weeks.
She's a Moabite married to an Israelite.
To be
pretty much a Romeo and Juliet tragedy just waiting to happen.
Also a blessing.
And
there
her husband ups and dies, and so she follows her mother-in-law Naomi, also widowed now, to Israel,
Ruth's
which was Naomi's
Ruth's
homeland.
Difficult journey
but
yielded
Ruth,
a blessing that you and I still enjoy today.
Now you might think that's incredible.
She turns
so
her
let's
back
have a look
on the
how
land
Ruth's
Moab,
trials
the
and
gods
suffering
of Moab,
her own people,
ended up being a blessing
to Naomi
from God
to Israel
for you and
to
me.
Worship the God of Israel.
Yesterday we saw
and
how after a long
there,
journey
I mean, she was
they
finally greatly blessed.
Right?
In that
here's
she was
able to marry her relative by marriage
at over these last
the wealthy landowner Boaz. They loved each other, and now she had a husband who was not only wealthy
she
but kind,
the house
caring, and
mode.
Generous.
She gets
well,
off
you know,
the backside
and goes and works under the burning sun
think,
in
you,
the field,
that's
picking
the
up the leftovers of the harvest,
blessing
as
ends.
The poor people did back in those days.
God's blessing is
and
like
she does it with
like
a specific purpose in
mind. It goes way beyond that initial splash,
and Ruth the Moabite said to Naomi, "Let me go to the field and glean among the ears
of
the grain."
Struggles
someone
ended up not just in her
sight,
being blessed,
I may
but
find
in
favor.
You and me being
she
blessed.
She decided to step
let's
out
have a read
into
of
the
last
God,
part
to put herself
of the book
out there in a
Ruth
place
chapter 4, beginning at verse
among
13.
People where God
so
could bless
Boaz
her.
So Boaz took Ruth
and
she
became
his
her.
Wife.
He did.
When they
she
came
was
together, the Lord made
a wealthy landowner, Boaz,
and she bore a
who
son.
Just happened to come along
then
the
women
the
said
time,
to Naomi, blessed
is
be
about
the Lord,
Ruth's faithfulness
not
to his relative,
this day without
Ruth's mother-in-law Naomi,
and may his name
and
be
Boaz
renowned in Israel. He shall be
and
to
so
you a restorer of life and a nourisher of your old age.
For your
plenty of grain now from Boaz's field,
who is
got
more to you than
going
seven
for at least
sons,
3 weeks,
has
time
him.
To put my feet up.
Then Naomi took the child and laid him to her bosom and became his nurse.
She keeps heading
the
down
to
the neighborhood,
journey
gave him a name, saying,
God's blessing.
A son has been
taking
born to Naomi, the name him
after
bed.
Another.
He became
his
father,
down
God's
Jesse,
blessing through
Boaz
to the point
where she effectively
ends up being the grandmother of King David.
You can read about that yourself in the Old Testament book of Ruth.
But how is that still a blessing to you and me here and now?
It was a risky step.
Okay, let's
but it gets a positive
for
response from
years
Boaz.
Or so. Ruth chapter 3, verse 8.
And let's go to the
at
genealogy
midnight, the man
of
was
Jesus.
Startled and he turned over.
Now, you might be pleased to know that we're not going to read
feet
through the whole genealogy of Jesus in
and
Matthew
he said,
chapter
you?
1. Although
and she answered,
I did preach
Ruth,
on
it
in our church some time
spread
back.
Your cloak
and Pamela, the woman who did the Bible reading, which was the whole of Matthew chapter 1, including this great long genealogy
of your
loyal standing ovation for efforts. When
you have
finished.
Not gone after young men,
anyway,
whether poor
what
or
we
rich.
Discover in the genealogy
now,
of Jesus
daughter, do not
is
be
that
afraid.
He is a descendant.
I will do for you all that
King
you
David.
Ask. For all this
King David was promised
unto the
heir
who would
sit on
woman.
His throne forever
but
and
now,
ever.
Here's the promise,
true
God
that I am
a
near
kinsman.
2 Samuel
chapter
7 verses
more closely
related than I.
God says to David, when your days are fulfilled,
he wants to marry
you lie
her.
Down with your ancestors, but I will raise up your offspring on the road towards you,
the blessing of God,
who shall come forth from your body, another hurdle.
Have you ever established his kingdom?
In this case, it was some Israelite tradition about relatives marrying widows.
Establish the throne of his kingdom.
There was a hierarchy, a pecking order,
and Boaz was second in line to marry Ruth.
Is fulfilled through Jesus.
Another man was first in line.
Who were David's grandparents?
So here's
Boaz,
what happens.
Have a listen with me.
And incidentally,
Ruth,
the genealogies
four,
were written down
one.
The male line in those days.
No sooner has Boaz gone up to the gate and sat down there when
this
next
is
the
only
way to guarantee
a genealogy
came past and go down the female line.
So Boaz said, anyhow, come over, friend, and
so
sit down
all the
here.
People mentioned in Jesus' genealogy are men.
Then
with
Boaz
four,
took 10
of
the elders of the city and said,
Tamar,
sit down
who
here.
Deceives Judah by
so
acting as a prostitute. Rahab also a prostitute.
He then said to his next of kin, Naomi,
Ruth, this
who has come back from
the land
of
Moab, enemy of Israel,
is selling the parcel of land
of course,
that belonged
Mary,
to our kinsman,
this young teenager who apparently
so I thought
falls
tell you of it
out of
say,
wedlock
buy it in the presence of these people sitting here,
four women
in the presence of the elders of my people,
each one of whom
redeem it,
a mighty part,
but if you will not tell me so that I may know, for there is no one prior to you to redeem it,
who died for us and rose again.
To give us
so the man said,
of sin
I will
and a
redeem
new
it.
And eternal
then
life.
Then Boaz said, the day
God
you acquire the field from the hand of Naomi,
you, Ruth, this young
you are
Moabite
also
widow
acquiring
who
Ruth
journeyed
the Moabite,
to Israel against
the widow
of
the
dead
man
to maintain the dead
trials,
man's name,
God
on
used
his inheritance.
Bless you and me here
pretty
and now.
Clear that
through
Boaz
Jesus.
Wants to marry Ruth.
All
we heard
she
earlier,
wasn't one of
he's
God's
in love
chosen
with
people.
Her.
She wasn't
it's pretty
one of the
clear from Ruth's
people.
Actions that she's pursuing
and he had her journey,
she
wants to marry him
to become an ancestor of Jesus.
Blessing that would be.
Two people love each other. Ruth is destitute.
Maybe God wanted
widow.
Some of her DNA
absolutely
in the body of his
jackpot.
Son.
Maybe God wanted
not only
some
wealthy,
of her faithfulness
but also
and loyalty
kind and generous
to be
man.
Handed
but
down to Jesus all those generations on.
Just one problem.
Who knows?
A hurdle.
But listen to
something
me.
Something come through Ruth's trials
her
suffering,
control
and
you
his control.
And I are blessed
the
here
tradition,
now for
the
all eternity
order.
In Jesus.
They had to do the right thing.
Could Ruth have had any
now,
idea?
I'm not going to share with you how all this turns out today.
That's for another time.
Of course,
you could just go and open your Bible, Book of Ruth, about a third of the way into the Old Testament,
and
find out
blessing ripples on for
and
generations, for millennia.
I don't want to tell you today,
because that's how
is
God's blessing
that's
works.
Exactly how things are.
You and I are not
when
let
we're
me
on
say
the journey
again,
towards
God's
not blessing.
So often we hit a
hurdle.
Universe. We are
things
a part
are completely
of a great
out of control.
And
so
mighty
far,
plan that we simply
Ruth's been able to
comprehend.
Stepped out.
It was
sometimes
risky at times,
in the here and now,
but
she
stepped out
into God's blessing.
We had to suffer through trials and ordeals so that
other people might
control.
And sometimes
how
we get
going to turn out
and trials.
Was she anxious?
As it turned out,
yeah,
to be
she
for
was.
Read the last part
of
chapter 3 of the book of Ruth.
For me, I've come to
and
realize
Naomi has to comfort her.
I am not the
and
center of universe.
As shocking
uncertainty
and tension
as
when things are outside our control.
But that
as much
these
as God
important times
when God
as
is
much
stretching
as he
our
knows
faith,
about everything
there are times
going on
our journey,
in my life and
yours,
simply no
he
option but to leave it in the hands
we
of God.
We are just a small part
very important
of his great
times.
And mighty plan for this world.
Is it important for God
and
to
so
teach
when
us
you
to step out in that?
All of a sudden, when
yeah,
we go through trials
and
suffering,
that's what Ruth's been doing
in fact,
all
the Bible promises that.
But if every blessing
it
from God
so much more sense
on these days when
doing something,
I travel through difficult times,
we can get completely the wrong impression.
We start imagining that
somehow it's
overcome by joy and peace.
And so God blesses us with times of
uncertainty.
I know that so often my suffering is about changing me so that my life can be a blessing
to him, to believe
in the lives
whatever
of
he chooses,
in ways
whether
and
it's
times
what
and places
for
that
not,
I can't imagine.
Is
and I'll probably
right,
never know about
thing.
The wondrous
and that,
blessing
my friend,
of God
is such a blessing
waiting
to
on him in faith.
Sometimes
I'm
a little
slow
to learn.
Important lessons we can learn.
That's what he's been trying to teach me all along.
Before we go, I'd like to tell you about our free daily devotional that I'd love to send you to help you draw even closer to God. It's called Fresh, a powerful scripture verse, together with some words of inspiration, hope, and encouragement delivered right to the inbox on your smartphone, tablet, or computer each and every day. You can read it, listen to the audio, or even watch the daily video. It's completely free. God's Word, fresh for you today. To get instant access, just stop by our mobile-friendly website, ChristianityWorks.com. You'll see the Fresh e-devotional sign-up right there at the top of the homepage. And when you do subscribe, you'll instantly receive a copy of the free e-book, How Can I Hear God Speak to Me? That web address again, in case you missed it, is ChristianityWorks.com. So go ahead, sign up to receive Fresh, and may your heart be touched and transformed as you draw ever closer to Jesus through his word. I'm Bertie Diamond. I'll catch you again, same time tomorrow, with a different perspective.